Begin the current daf mesech, the Shabbos daf tzadi aleph. Begin two lines up from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah, which was the beginning of our parak on the previous daf. We spoke about there a chiddush that although in the previous two parakim we spoke about how everything has a certain minimum measure of what it would be considered significant chashuv for it to be considered hitzah on Shabbos. And however, our Mishnah said that if someone is matzneh, if he stores something that generally would not be considered significant for most people, for example, seeds. Generally, people don't plant, they don't go through the effort to plant something unless there's at least, let's say, five seeds. However, the Tanavah Mishnah said that if, let's say, this person says, no, I would plant one seed, you know what, I'm going to put it away, although most people will throw it into the garbage or they won't consider it significant less than five seeds. For me, it's significant, I would plant one seed, and therefore he's chayav for itself, even on one seed. So our Gemara continues discussing this concept. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Mechayev hoy Remeir, af b'moytzi chita achas lezriya. Remeir would hold someone liable for transporting on Shabbos even one grain, one kernel of grain, for if it's being used for planting. Twitching my ass, Peshitta. It's obvious. Kol Shutanan, our Mishnah, which we know Stam Mishnah, general Mishnah that doesn't have anyone that's attributed to, is Reb Meir. And therefore, our Mishnah says that when you take out even one seed for planting, then you're going to be liable. It says even a Kol Shuhu. So what's the Chiddush? Of course, why does Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul have to say that Reb Meir was Mechayiv when he takes out one kernel of grain? Even meaning if it's being used for planting, which is that is his machshav, but he considers it significant. Obviously, our Mishnah says that if you matzniyat, if you store it for that purpose, you consider it chashav, chayvin for a kol shu. So on that, the Gemara says, Madatim, I would have thought when it says in our Mishnah that you're liable for something for planting, for a sample, for anything that you're considering it, that it's chashav, even less than the normal amount, when it says kol shu, Lafuki Megregis, only coming to exclude from the shear of a dried fig, which generally that's the shear by all of the food items. It has to be at least that size. Ula Oilamad Ikak says, but I would think that although it says kolshu, it doesn't really mean any, even one seed, even minute amount. It means, when it says kolshu, it means to the exclusion of a dried fig, which is a much larger shear. But you would still need to have at least a shear of a zayas of an olive. Kamashmul, and that is what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul was telling us, that you may hold someone liable for even one kernel, one grain, one piece of grain, if it's being used for planting, that is machshav, he considers it chashav, that kosher literally means kosher, even a small amount. Now the Gemara goes back to ask a question on the explanation we gave on the top of this daf, which was quoted on the previous daf's discussion, that we said that, what is the chiddush of our Mishnah? We already said this halacha once before in the previous parak, that if someone stores something less than the normal amount, that it's going to be considered chashav for him, and there is chayv on itzah even less than the normal amount, which normal for other people has to be more. For example, seeds normally has to be five. For this person, it's enough even one. So he asked, it already said that halach. So he said that it's telling us a specific case, the chiddush of our Mishnah. And although this person forgot, that's why he put it away. He's like, why do I have one seed? No one keeps one seed. Five seeds, maybe, and he doesn't remember, and he takes it on Shabbos from one house to another. He's going to be liable because whatever a person does, our Gemara said that a kol oisal das rishoyin huay. So whoever does something does with his original intention that was invested in that item, in that object, and therefore since he invested with a certain chashivas, although he forgot, it's still going to have its chashivas. It goes according to his das. Based on this, the Gemara asked the following question: Mask v'lo Rav Yitzchak b'rid Rav Yehuda elamiata. But now according to this concept that he said in our Mishnah, that it's totally dependent on his das, on his thought process. Like you said, that it's al das rishoyna that we consider it chashiv for this shir, though it's usually has to be more, but since this person, even if he forgot, we consider it the chashiv that originally invested in it. So the question is as follows. So chishiv lohitzi kol beis, if someone had in mind to take out everything from his ass, at one time, he's moving, and he's going to take it out on Shabbos, but his intention was, I'm going to do it all at one time. So here also, when the person wants to take out everything from his house, he's not going to be liable when he takes out one piece by one piece. He's not going to be chayv ademafik lekula until he takes out everything in the house. And if he takes out everything minus one item, he's going to be patur. You're saying that the itzah for it to be considered chashav is totally in his das. So does that make sense? If someone takes out everything from his house on Shabbos, he's not liable for itzah because that wasn't his intention. His intention was that it's only chashav for me to take it out if I take out everything. And then the Gemara says no. Hasam butle died to its kolam. There, his thoughts are negated in contrast to the rest of the people in the world. That is, since for everybody else, this item, whether it be a shirt or a cheer, is considered something chashav. So therefore, that's something people hold on to, and therefore, when you transport it from one shirt to another shirt, you're going to be liable. It's only the chiddush we were saying in the tzad of a chumra, of a stringency, meaning generally it has to be more. And for this person, for me, it's significant, even one seed, then that we were saying that it goes according to that person's das. But if he says, oh, for me, it's not considered chashav, we don't listen to him, because everybody holds that a cheer or a shirt is considered chashav, and therefore you'll be liable on that itzah, and you don't have to wait till you take out everything, every item from your house. So the Gemara resumes discussing on Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "B'chol Adam ein chayov nolav elik shiurei." However, everybody else, although this person is liable for this small amount because he stored it in that amount, but everybody else would only be liable for the normal shiur that it usually is, in spite of the fact that this person stored it that amount, and for him it's considered chashim. So although for him he's going to be liable even for the one seed because he can store it for that and he says that this is chashim, everybody else would only be liable if they have the five seeds. So the Gemara makes a comment that masnit in the loy krib shimon laza. Our Mishnah is obviously not the krib shimon laza. Because we learned in the Braisa, klal omer Reb Shimon Laza. This is a general rule that Reb Shimon Laza said. Kol she'en a kosher latznia, whatever is not fit to be stored, or ve'ematznin kamahu, or people don't generally store it in that quantity. Although it's something that people would store, but one seed not, it has to be at least five seeds. However, hochshel lezev etznir. However, for this person, it was fit, and he stored it, because for me, I would plant one seed, uboacha vohitzi, and then somebody else comes and transports this person's seed on Shabbos. So Reb Shimon Laza says, "Neschayiv zeh b'machshav tishal zeh." This other person is liable with the other person's machshava, because since this person made it, the one who stored it made it into a chashava item, because for him it is chashav. So the other person that transports it is transporting a chashava item. So although that other person is not chashav for, Reb Shimon Laza holds that person already made a chashav, therefore he would be liable even for the one seed. That's not like our Mishnah, which said that everybody else would not be liable for that one seed; would only be liable for the normal shear that a person would take out seeds with, which is five seeds. Or the size a little bit less than a greg or a dried fig. Now, related to the topic of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, hoitzi kegregers." If someone takes out, transport on Shabbos, the size of a dried fig. So, when you take out a dried fig on Shabbos, you have the required measurement, whether it's for eating or for transporting or for definitely for planting, because the planting, the shear is even a kol shu. So, you have everything in that shear of a gregers. Now, when you're transporting this amount that's the size of a gregers. If it's you're taking it out la achila, you took it out originally for eating purposes, which has the shear of to be chayef hoitza, which the size for all achilois, all food items, are the shear of a gregers. However, nimlecha lelezria, then you changed your mind. You're like, wait a second, I'm not going to eat this. Let me go ahead and plant this. Or inami, or lezria, originally you took it out to plant, which of course you have the shear there because gregers is way more than the kosher. But then the nimlecha lelechila, then you change your mind. You say, no, let me eat it. I'm not going to go ahead and plant it. Then you're liable. What it means, obviously you're going to be liable in either case, because zil hocha ikashira, v'zil hocha ikashira, either way, go here you have the necessary amount, and go here you have the necessary amount. In other words, whether you're taking it out for eating, or for planting, or you change your mind in the middle and decide you're going to do the other thing, either way you have the shear of a gregarious, which includes the amount for food items, which is for eating, and definitely for planting, which is the size of a kosher. So who cares which one was your original machshava, and then you change it. Either way, you have a haitzah that would be necessary for haitzah of food items, or haitzah for planting items. And that the Gemara says, I would have thought, Bein akir v'hanocha b'chad machshava. I need to have both the akir, which is the picking up, which there's two components to every yitzah. There's akir, which is lifting it up, and hanocha, putting it down. And since you need to have akir hanocha, it has to be with one thought process. But alekin, here you don't have that. Because when you picked it up, you said, hey, let me take it out for eating. And then when you put it down, you said, hey, I want to plant it. Then you put it down. So you changed thoughts. Although they both have their requisite shiurim. But since it's a different thought, maybe they would not combine. You have an akira of chiv, but a different hanocha of chiv. That was the chiddush of saying that although they have different thoughts, since they both have their shir, it's going to be considered akira and hanocha of chiv, and therefore you're beginning liable for the iser deraisa of haitza. So related to this, the Gemara asked the following questions. One question that leads into another, to which the Gemara ultimately will say, take with that, let it stand. Bayirav, hoitzi chatzi gregers lazir. If someone transports a half of a dried fig for planting, which is enough for planting, because planting is even a kosher, even one seed. But now you didn't take it out enough for eating, you took it a half of a dried fig for planting. Then v'tavcha, then it swelled, and it reached the size of a gregers of a dried fig before you put it down. Then, mid-carrying, when you already had picked it up, and now you're in Rosh Hashanah, v'nimlecha lelechi, then you change your mind and said, maybe I'm going to eat it. And then you put it down. Ma, what's the halacha? And the Gemara says, imtim sulema hasam hodim mechayiv, if you're going to say in the previous halacha that we said, that although the akira and anocha are not with the same machshava, that you're liable, because the zilhocha ikishir, but zilhocha ikishir, because we said either way you're going to go, you have the right, you have the required measurement of the machshava to be chayiv for the first one and for the second. So although you change from the akira to the anocha, but both for eating and for its planting purposes, you had the shir of a gregers, therefore you're going to be chayiv, and because you had an akira of chayiv and anocha of chayiv. However, hocha akiv and the idna de afka lo have a beishir achila, since here when you took it out, you did not have the shear for eating purposes. that is for the second machshav of hanacha. Therefore, maybe it cannot be mitzvah with the original akira to the hanacha, because when you did an akira, you had a akira of chiv, because you were doing it for planting. And a half a gregor is enough for planting, but that wasn't enough for achilia. It's only later, once it swelled to the size of a gregris, that then you decide you're going to put it down. You say, hey, let me eat it. Now you're putting it down. You have a hanacha. But that hanacha maybe cannot combine with the original akira, because although each one had its own shear, but the hanacha's shear, this was not in the ready in the akira's shear, because it did not have the shear of achila, then lo mechayiv, you're not going to be liable. Or maybe no. Even the ilu ishtik, v'loy chashev eluyeh. Since if he would have been quiet, and with the second thought, he wouldn't have thought, hey, let me go ahead and eat it. Then he would have had the shear of Zriya that he originally had, which is the size of even less than a gregris, even a half a gregris, mechayiv ha-machshav de Zriya. And therefore, he would have been liable for the machshav of planting. So hashanam mechayiv, here also he should be liable, since you have the shear of the later machshava, when you are putting it down, you have the shear of achilah, because it's already swelled to the size of a gregris. And with this shear of the anocha, you also have the original shear of the planting, which is even a kolshu. So maybe then you would be chayiv, because although the akira and hanocha are the original akira did not have the shear of hanocha, but the hanocha you have, and it also has inclusive of the akira, because the akira only had to be a zriya, which is that's what you took it out for, which is even a kolshu, definitely inclusive of the half a gregor. So maybe then you would be chayiv, because you are ultimately having an akira and hanocha of the original akira of which is for planting, because if you wouldn't have thought about eating, you would have had straight akira and hanocha. So then the Gemara says, "Vimtim zlemen." Even if you're going to say like the second, like the latter option, that kiven de ilu ishtik v'lechashav, since if you would have been quiet and you wouldn't have thought about eating, mechayiv ha-machshav d'zriya, you would have been liable for the machshav, the original thought you had for planting, as when you took it out for planting, it was a kosher, and then you put it down. Although now you have a larger share, that's all you need, and you don't have to combine it with the fact that you also wanted to eat it. So then you're going to be liable based on your original machshava. So hashanam mechayiv say here also in this case, you're going to be, although that you did have a second machshava of eating, still you're going to be liable because you still have the original akira, which was for planting, and the hanocha includes the planting also. However, the question is, however, hoitzi gregris la'achila v'tzmaka. Let's say if you transported the size of a dried fig for eating, then it shriveled, it shrunk. Then you change your mind that you're going to use it for planting. Ma, what's the halacha over here? Here, if you would have been quiet, you would have kept only the original machshava that you had, you would not be chayv, because when you're going to put it down, you don't have the shear of the original machshava. Because the original machshava in this case was for eating purposes. And that you had when you took it out, because it was the size of a gregris. But then it shrunk. Now, if you would have left it and not thought of another machshava, you would have been potter with the hanacha, because it doesn't have the required shear, so therefore you're not going to be liable. Or maybe not. Maybe even in this case you would be chayv, because basar hashtaz l'machayv, because you go after the present moment, and that is right now you had already thought of it for planting. And since for planting you have the right amount, because that's even a kosher, then you would be chayv in the hanacha. And therefore the hanacha is a hanacha of chayv, and the akira is akira of chayv. But they would combine, you would be chayv in the shevetzah. And then the Gemara again says, "Vintim slayim." Maybe you're going to say like that second option, and that is basa hashtaz lin mechayev, that you go after the present moment, and thereby you chayev, because you had an akira which was for eating, because it had the shear of a gregor. Then it shrunk, it shriveled, but then you had in mind that you're going to have it for planting, which you have that shear, and then you put it down. So if you have akira and anocha, however, the question is hoitzi kegregor lachila. If you take out the shear of a dried fig, which the right amount for eating, then vitzamka shrunk, then v'chazav v'tavcha, then before you even put it down, it went and swelled back again up to the size of a gregris. Mahu, what's the halacha? Yesh dichu lin shabbos. Do we say the concept, which is a concept related to kachim, that is called dichu, that there's a negation of your original action of your itzah? That is because since it was lacking in between, had you put it down at that moment when it shriveled, you wouldn't have been chayiv, because you all through this, you only had the machshava of eating. Do you say the halacha of dichu, that it was already negated from the chiyuv of chatas, and you already lost your original akira you're lifting up, and although it ultimately ends up swelling back again, and you put it down, it's going to be a hanocha without an akira, because once it shriveled down, you don't have an akira anymore. Or do you say that no, that there's no such a thing of negation regarding the halachas of Shabbos? You had an akira, because it had the shear. And what happens in between, I don't really care. I don't care if that shriveled and went back again, but ultimately when they put it back down and they still had the thought of eating it, it had the shear of a gregris, therefore you're going to be chayv on the isra of a tzav Shabbos because you're having kira nanacha. And then the Gemara says, take it, let it stand. It's not clear regarding all these questions that we went from one to the next. Even if we'll say that chiddush, do we say another chiddush? Do we say another chiddush? And ultimately the Gemara says that all these cases, let it stand. It's not clear what the halach is. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following question, which the Gemara is going to analyze what was his question. Zorik kezayis truma labayis tamim alav. Someone throws a kezayis, the size of an olive of truma, into a house that has tumma. What's the halacha? So the Gemara asks, lamai, what was this question pertaining to? Ile in Shabbos, it's for halachas of Shabbos, which is for haitzah, that he's throwing something. Kegregory spin, we know for the halachas of transporting food items on Shabbos, it has to be the size of a dried fig, not a smaller size, the size of a kezayis, which was his question. So what would he be asking? Of course, it'll be potter. Ile in Yitumah, if it's regarding the halachas of tumma, that he's asking if it's going to have the tumma of tumas oichlin, does the item, the food item, become tame or not, if he's throwing the size of a kezayis? And that also, kebeitza oichlin bein. We know regarding tumas oichlin, for the food item to become tumas has to be the size of an egg, not the smaller size, the size of a zayis. So what was this question regarding? Either one, we know that it cannot be with a kezayis. Either it has to be the size of a gregris for Shabbos, or for tumma the size of a beya of an egg. Therefore, the Gemara says, lo'ilim lein Shabbos. His question was regarding the halachas of Shabbos. If it's regarding Shabbos, we said that it's a gregris, not a kezayis. However, that there is already in that house a little bit less than the shear of a beya, of a food item, that a little bit less the size of an egg. Now this that you're throwing in, this amount of truma, of a zayis, of an olive size, is completing that food item that's already there. You threw in a little bit more, it completes it to the size of an egg, that it lands right on top of it, and through the landing, now it's going to become tummy because now you have a shear of a beitz of oichlin, of food, and now it can become tummy because all it needs is the size of a bay. Now you just plopped another piece in there, now it has that size. My, what is the halacha? In other words, the question was, do we say that since we consider this throwing this food item, chashib, significant regarding the halachas of tumma, because now by throwing it in, you just made a pile of food that's a beitz size, which now could be mekabel tumma, so therefore that was significant. Therefore, it's also considered a chashib regarding halachas of Shabbos, as if it was the size of a gregis and you'd be liable or not. As the Gemara says, min mitzdarf in the tumah, since regarding the halachas of tumah, it is mitzdarf with the other food items. And therefore, we view it as a chash of a thing you just did. It was a chash of amount, because it just completed for the shear of being a kabbal tumah. So therefore, you'll be liable for the halachas of Shabbos also. Although generally you need to have the size of a gregis, but here, even though it's the size of a zayis, it's considered a significant amount. I didn't know. Call it in your Shabbos. Gregis been regarding the halachas of Shabbos, we always need to have the shear of a gregis. Less than that, you're not going to be chayiv on atzah. So he responded to the question. He says, "What do you mean? We learned this halacha. I could prove to you. It says Abishol Oimer shtei halechem lechem upon regarding the shtei halechem, the two breads that were brought on Shavuos and lechem upon them. These are the show bread that was on the shulchan that was eaten once a week on Shabbos." Shi'uran kegregris, the shear of itzah for them at Shabbos is the size of a gregris, which is like every food item. On that, he proves, lema, what he's asking, according to what your question was, lema medlinya, let us say that since regarding, we continue on to Amud Beis, since regarding yoytze bekezayis, since regarding the halachas of yoytze, which is the halacha of that a person is going to be liable for eating kodshim out of the makam that he's allowed to eat it, that's what's called the halacha of yetzah, that it goes out. If he eats it, he's on the lava of kol shabbat kodesh, that it's pasul, and there's a loisa say on eating a kezayis of an achila of the lechem apanim, or anything that's supposed to be eaten within the kloyim, within the boundaries of the Beis HaMikdash that's allowed to be eaten. So since for that, it's the shir is kezayis, le'in yashabbos namim kezayis, you should say that also regarding the halachas of Shabbos, the same concept that you're saying, that since for this is considered chashav, so therefore for Shabbos also should be considered chashav. If there was such a logic, you should say something here regarding the lechem upon and the shtei lechem, that since for yoytze we consider it this transportation as chashav in the size of kezayis, because now it's going to be usher because the psul of yoytze that went out, the boundaries that's allowed to, so to without lochs of Shabbos, it should be considered haitzam. The fact that we don't say that, obviously we don't hold to that svar, and obviously that although you threw a kezayis of a truma and now it's mitzvah to the shev beya, still, for regarding Shabbos, that wouldn't apply. We don't say the concept of le'inyan. Now the Gemara says, how can you prove from there? There, once you took it out of the walls of the Azara, of the courtyard, if to lebiyetza becomes puzzle from of going out the shear that it's allowed to, and if it goes out to the chayil, which is the area surrounding the Azara, or to the Eznashim, which is in the front, it already went out the shear, the makam where it's allowed to be eaten. But regarding the halachas of Shabbos, you're not liable for itzah until you go from there to Rosh Hashanah, a public domain, which is much further. So therefore, but it will say that you can't say le'inyan, you can't make a comparison, because there is no le'inyan. There's no, like, just like for there, it's itzah, that for yetzah here also, because there, they're in different places. So that's why we won't compare, and that's why it has to be the size of a gregarious. And you can't say that since for yoytze, for the isra of eating outside the right amount, right shear, it's going to be gezeis here also. However, it has no bearing on our question, because hacha over here, Shabbos v'tumah b'hadei adodikasim. Here, Shabbos and tumah come together at the same time. And that is, until you go ahead and you put it down, it's going to be mitzdarf with the rest only when it actually lands. Until it lands, you're not going to have the shir of a beya. So, but when it lands, that's the time of Shabbos, that's the isra of the hanocha, and that's also the time of the tumas eichlin. And there we could have the question that maybe since regarding the halachas of tumah, it was considered a significant throw that went from where you were till there. Maybe regarding halachas of Shabbos, it also should be considered even with the size of a kezias and not the size of a gregus like it normally needs. And therefore, it has no bearing. The question still stands, and you can't prove to me from the lechem panim shtei lechem where there it's at different times and different places. Now the Gemara resumes discussing the Mishnah, which says chazav echnisim. This person, this unique person that went and stored one seed, which normally most people don't, they wait for five seeds. Now, he took it out, and he says, you know what, I'm not going to plant one seed. What am I, crazy? No one plants with less than five seeds. He says, let me take it back inside. So then the halacha of our Mishnah says, in the chayv eli kashir, is only liable for the shear of five seeds, like everybody else. So now when he brings it back in, although he was chayv for itself when they took it out, with the one seed, now he's going to be potter unless he has five seeds with him. So the Gemara asks, Peshito, it's pretty obvious. Since he didn't plant it, so his original machshava was annulled. So he's like everybody else. He doesn't plan on planting one seed. So of course he's potter. So Amar Abaye says that no, we're not talking about where he didn't explicitly change his mind. If he would explicitly change his mind, he's like everybody else, and he's putting it back, just like everybody else, it needs to have five. Here we're talking about where he didn't explicitly do that. Rather, Hachmei Eskin, the Kugan Shazakalites, he just threw it back into his storehouse with all the rest of his produce, and that was the bitul of Machshava, from the fact that he didn't go ahead and put it back exactly where he would normally store it on its own to show that it's significant to him, and he just threw it back in. That was his bitul Machshava. And the Mishnah had to tell us, so what's the Chiddush? That still seems to be a bit of Machshava. He's like everybody else. We had to say, as the Gemara says, Umekoimi Nikr, and that it has a distinct place where it was put. Ma'adu Tema, Kivin, the Umekoimi Nikr. Why would I would have thought to say that since it has a distinct place, that it's not mixed with all the other produce that's there, and you could tell the difference between it and other things, Ben Milsa Kamaisa Koi, that it would have retained its original halacha. And that is as if he still has in mind to store it for its own purpose. Kamash Mulan, then no. Although now when he threw it back into the storehouse, it went to its own place. It's not mixed with everyone else and with all the other produce. So therefore, I would have thought it still retains the original chashivas. But that's a chiddush min dezarki loitz. But about if he threw it back in, obviously he annulled it. He said, you know what, I'm not going to go ahead and plant. Although he threw it back where it originally was, it's just because that's where it originally was. But he doesn't plan on using it anymore as one. He's going to be like everybody else, only plant five. And therefore, when he goes ahead and brings it back in, the achnasa, he's going to be potter like everybody else. Now we begin the following Mishnah, which now it's going to tell us two different Peturim exemptions to the general halachas of Eitzah on Shabbos. So the Mishnah begins, Hamoitzi oichlin v'nesan aleskuv. If someone transports food items, which the shear is the size of a gregis, as dried fig, he took it from his reshus yochas, from his private domain, and he puts it on a threshold. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what type of threshold. There's some threshold of a carmelis, that's the dimensions of it, which is not a reshus yochas and not a reshus rabbim. So then, bein shechaz v'itzin, whether he goes back, and he himself takes it from there out to the reshus rabbim, or bein shechaz v'itzin, whether someone else takes it from that threshold, which again, he took it from Rishus HaYochid, from his private domain, puts it on the threshold, and then he takes it, or someone else takes it now into the Rishus Rabbim. Either way, Potter is going to be Potter. And the reason is, Mem Neshle Osa Malach Tebasach, he did not do the Malach of Itzah at one time. That is, he did an Akira, he lifted up from a Makam of Chiyav, Rishus HaYochid, but then he put it down, he didn't put it down in the Makam of Chiyav. Rather, here he did Akira from the Rishus HaYochid, and he put it down in the Makam Tur, which is the Carmelis, which you're allowed to take midaraisa from Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis, and then he picked up from the Carmelis, and then he put it into a Makam Chiyav of Rishus HaRabim. So then, since it wasn't that one time, he didn't go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, rather he took it from Rishus HaYochid, Makam Tur, then Makam Tur to Rishus HaRabim, therefore he's going to be potter. Next case the Mishnah brings is Kupashi Malaya Paris, regarding a basket that's full with produce. V'nosna l'skufa chitza, and he puts it on the outer threshold, towards the end of the threshold. Now, Avapishere Paris may, because even though most of the fruits of the produce is sticking outside into the Rishus HaRabim, still he's potter, Achayotias Kalakubi, he's still exempt from Haitzah, although he took it from Rishus HaYochid, and now most of the basket is sticking out into Rishus HaRabim. But since some of it is inside, he's not chayav until he takes out the whole entire basket. Meaning at one time, he has to transport it all. If not, again, that'll be similar to the case of the first part of the Mishnah, which you took it from the Rishus HaYochid to the threshold to Rishus HaRabim, and then you're going to be potter, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly this case. So now the Gemara goes back to the first case and asks, "Hi iskufamai, what are we talking about when they say this threshold? What halachic status does this threshold have?" We said we're talking about from Rishas Yachat to a threshold. Threshold to Rishas Ram, you part it because you didn't do malacha at one time. What halachic status does this threshold have? Ile miskuf Rishas Ram, if we're talking about a threshold that has the halachic status of Rishas Rabim, that is, for example, if it's, let's say, 9 tvachim high and 4 tvachim squared, that people use to adjust their bundles, which with the Gemara on Daf Ches in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos says, that has halachic status of Rishas Rabim. So then the question is, Patur, would such a person be exempt when he takes the Mishasa Yachid from the private domain into this threshold? Hakomapik Mishasa Yachid, Rishasa Rabim. What do you mean? You're transporting now from Mishasa Yachid to Rishasa Rabim. Because you're saying that this has the halachic status of Rishasa Rabim. So the Gemara says, Eleskuf Rishasa Yachid. So what are you going to say? It's talking about a threshold that has the halachic status of a private domain. That is, it's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim squared, which has a halachic status of Rishasa Yachid. But then the question is, the Mishnah then said, Bein Shechazav Yitzin, whether he goes ahead and completes the action, takes it from the threshold to Rishas Rabim, or Bein Shechazav Acher, or whether someone else goes and takes it out, that he's Potter. Is that true? Hakamapik Mishnah Sayach, Rishas Rabim. Now, if the threshold has a halachic status of Rishas Sayach, you took it from your private domain to another private domain, then when you take it from there to Rishas Rabim, you're taking from Rishas Sayach to Rishas Rabim. So you should be chayiv, because now you're having an Akira and Anachas. How are we saying that you're Potter? Rather, the Gemara says, El Askufa Kamlas. Toman Askufa, that has a halachic status of a Kamlas, which is between the dimensions of 3 to 9 Tfachim high, but not including 9, because 9 we said has a halachic status of Rishas Rabim, because that's something that people could use, and less than 3 is also Rishas Rabim, but it's not covered with the roof, and it's 4 Tfachim square. That has a halachic status of a Kamlas. V'akamashman, this is the Chiddush of Mishnah, that time of dinach be Karmelis, that the reason is because since it landed in the Karmelis, where you rested, you put it down over there, from Rishas Yachid to Karmelis, and Karmelis to Rishas Rabim, you didn't do it all at one time. But then the inference is, haloi noch be Karmelis b'chayiv, that if had you not rested, you didn't put it down in the Karmelis, you would be chayiv. In other words, if you went straight, that you went from Rishas Yachid all the way through to Rishas Rabim, and passing through the Karmelis, we don't say mahalach ko'imidam, that standing, every time you take a step, you're stopping. You take one step, another step, you end up stopping. So it's like you're doing Akira Anocha, Akira Anocha, Akira Anocha. We don't say that when your body rests as if the object rested. And therefore, if you walked through the Karmelis, you would be chayav only because you put it down that you putter. And that the Gemara says, Masnit like Benazik. So our mission is obviously not like Benazik. Titania is written in the Braisa, Hamitzi Mechanus Lefalatya. Someone takes from a store, which is halachic status of Rishas Yachid, to a plaza, which is halachic status of Rishas Rabim. Derech Stiav, through the bench area, which is an area which was surrounded around the stores where people sit, and it has a halachic of Karmelis, because the general public don't generally go there because it's very difficult to maneuver through the benches and all the wear that they had. So then we said that you're going to be chayiv because you're taking it from a Rishas Yachid to a Rishas Rabim, and we don't care that you pass through a Karmelis area. Well, Benazai Poyd Benazai says that you're potter, as we said, because of the concept of Mahalach Koimedam, every time you walk, then you're considered as if you're stopping. The only way you'll be chayiv, according to Benazai, if you throw it, then you never had this mahalach kaimidim, you don't have every time you're stepping that you stop, then you would be chayiv, but if you're walking, you're going to be potter, which is not like our Mishnah, which agrees to the Chacham, that you are going to be chayiv as long as you didn't put it down. But if you put it down, then you'll be potter. Then our Mishnah continued with the second case, kupishi meleya v'chulu, regarding a box that we said that's full with produce, and you put it on the outer part of the threshold. And even though most of it is sticking outside Rishas Rabim, we're saying you're going to be potter until the whole box is outside. So we have a machloikis in the Gemara between two Amirim, how to explain this case. We didn't say this halacha, that you potter until all of it is out, even though most of it is out, only by a box that's filled with cucumbers and gourds. And the reason is, since they're very long, that is, part of each one is still inside. And whatever is still connected to the inside means that you didn't do a complete atzah, you didn't totally transfer it from Rishas Yachid to Rishas Rabim. However, but if the basket was full with mustard seeds, then you would be liable even if part of it's still inside, because there are some seeds that were totally transferred outside. And although through the vessel it's still attached to the inside, still you're chayv, as the Gemara is going to say, because what's called eged kli, lo shmei eged, the fact that it's still, they're all connected with the basket, with the vessel, that does not consider it connected to say that it didn't totally go out and still attached inside. No, this mustard seed was totally transferred outside, because although it's in the basket, which part of the basket is inside, the mustard seed is in Rishas Rabim now, and that case is going to be chayv. It's only in the case of a Mishnah, which was talking about cucumbers, which are long, that every cucumber is still partly inside. So therefore the Gemara says, like we just said, Almak, Savir, Eged, Klish, Me, Eged, obviously he holds that the fact that they're binded together with the basket, that does not consider it bound, and that it's still attached to the inside. And we consider it still outside, although it's in the same vessel that's partly inside. However, the Gemara brings Rabbi Yechon argues, and he says, no, afilu melei chardel pater, even if it's full with mustard seed, you're pater. And that the Gemara says the reverse, amak sever eged klish meged. Obviously, he holds that the fact that they're attached in the same vessel, that as long as the vessel is partly inside, although the entire mustard seed is outside, it's going to be still considered that it's inside and not a complete hatzah, and that you'll be pater. So the Gemara says, Amrab Zeira Masnin, our Mishnah, really, Doloi Kechizkia Deka, it's not precisely clear like Chizkia, or Doloi Krabi Yechanan Deka, it's not precise like Rabbi Yechanan, as the Gemara explains. Kechizkia Loi Deka, it's not precise like Chizkia said. Diktonim, because we learned our Mishnah, Acha Yoitzias Kalakupa, that you're not liable for the Haitzah until you take out the entire basket. And the inference is, time in the Kalakupa, the reason is because when you take out the entire basket, then you're going to be liable. Hakala Peris Pata, but even if you take out all the produce, all the produce is out, but part of the basket is in, then you'll still be potter. Obviously, we see from our Mishnah that the basket is what attaches them. And as long as the basket is still inside, even if all the produce is outside, you're going to be potter. So obviously, it's not like Chizki who says it's only by the long cucumbers that the fruit is still inside, but if the produce would be out, then it would be chayiv, even if the basket is still inside. We see from here not. And it has to be the entire kalakupa, kupa, the whole basket has to be outside, that even if all the produce is outside, it's still going to be potter. However, in the reverse is also, according to Yochanan, it's also not precise. Because the Ketan we learned in our Mishnah, even though most of the produce is outside, still you're going to be potter until all of it is outside. So the diak is time of the roiv peris. The reason why it's going to be potter is because most of the produce is outside. Hakol peris, but if all the produce is outside, avagav da gida kupa megavoi chayim, that even though the basket that's attaching to them is on the inside, you would be liable as long as you have all the produce outside. It's only because roiv peris, that's why it's potter. But if kol peris was outside, even if part of the basket is inside, then you would be chayiv. Amak sabe eged klishim loishme eged. Obviously, you see that the attachment of the basket is not considered attaching it inside. And therefore, if the produce is outside, it will be chayiv. Not like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even mustard seeds, which are totally outside, are going to be potter because the basket's still inside. But then the Gemara says, ve'elikasha. But then it's an internal contradiction. How do you resolve it? The Mishnah doesn't make sense according to anybody, because it sounds like on the one hand that eged kli is shmei eged, and eged kli loishmei eged. So David the Gemara says, Chizki mitaras l'tamei, Rabbi Yochanan mitaras l'tamei, each one answers according to his opinion. Chizki mitaras l'tamei, Chizki answers according to his opinion that it's only because it's cucumbers, but if it's mustard, you would be chayiv. It says in the Mishnah, Acha yotzeis kalakupa, until you take out the entire basket. And that he gives a qualification, Bamei devum amum, when was this said, this halacha, that until you take out the entire basket, then you're going to be potter. Bekupa malei kishun bedlun. That's only by basket. It's filled with cucumbers and gourds. That is because they fill up the whole length of the basket. And as long as you don't take out the whole entire basket, you didn't take out the whole entire produce because it fills up the whole thing. And that is what he learns. But if the basket is full with mustard seeds, then it's as if you took out the entire basket in contrast to this mustard seed, which is totally outside. And then you would be chayiv. You don't have to actually take out the entire basket. It only said entire basket because it was told by cucumbers, which fills up the entire basket. But in truth, it's enough to take out the entire fruit itself, and you don't have to take out the entire basket. If Yechim tells to me, Yechim answers according to his opinion, that Afa, when it says in the Mishnah, Afa pisha roiv peris b'chutz, that even though most of the produce is outside, that you're going to be potter, that it sounded like, well, if that means, but if most of, that if all the produce is outside, it's going to be chayiv, in spite of the fact that the basket is still inside. He says, no, that's not the inference. Rather, and the Mishnah means to say, v'loy roiv peris b'chutz, it's like a loy zu av zu. In other words, not only when most of the produce is outside. Ela filu kol peris, the Mishnah goes ahead and says, even if all the produce is outside, still potter, you're going to be potter. That's what the next words of the Mishnah are saying, that acha yoytzes kol kupa, until you take out the entire basket. That is, the Mishnah is telling us two halachas, which, like we said, is loy zu av zu. The end of the Mishnah proves it when it says that until you take out kol kupa, the whole entire basket, the fact that it didn't say all the fruits, and rather it says all the basket, is saying like this, that although most of the fruits are outside, or even if all the fruits are outside, you're still going to be potter until you take out kol hakupa, other words in the Mishnah, until you take out the whole entire box. As Rabbi Yochanan says, because eged kli shmei eged, as long as some of the kli, the vessel, is inside, in spite of the fact that all the produce is outside, like the mustard seeds, or even if all the cucumbers are outside, but part of the basket is still inside, you're going to be putter. So therefore, they both resolve according to their opinions. But now the Gemara asks, according to Chizkiya, that he says that eged kli lo shmei eged, the basket is not considered a binding factor to say that it's not completely out yet, but basically we learned, Hamoitzi kupas ha-reichlin, some of the transports, the basket of the reichlin, which are the spice peddlers, v'nosna ales kufa ha-chitzayin, he puts it on the outer threshold. So the Braisa says, af pishrei minim b'chaz, even if most of his spices are outside already, pater atchayetz is kala kupa, so you're exempt until you take out the entire basket. So the Gemara says, kesalkadaydech b'tzrari, if you're assuming that we're talking about bundles, that there were bundles of spices that were ground down already, and that if you take out part of the basket, so that part was totally taken out in that bundle, and still was saying that you putter, so obviously that we say that eged kli shmei eged, that the fact that although that entire spice is outside, but the fact that part of the basket's still inside your putter, that's kash l'chizkiya. That's difficult according to the chizkiya, because obviously that we say that the fact that they're all together in the one vessel will be considering it still inside, despite the fact that this spice is totally outside already. And that the Gemara says, no, I'm lechizki, ha'ch meskinan ba'unasi. We're talking about long stems. We're talking about these the bundles of long roots of herbs or reeds or these kinnamons that are very long sticks. And these spices, although that you took out most of the basket and part of it's still inside, that means that part of each spice is not one spice that's totally outside. That's why you're going to be potter. But of course, if it was ground down, if it was grinded already, then it would be chayiv if you took out, and even if part of it, the kli is still inside. But now the Gemara asks according to Rabbi Yechanan. Most of Rabbi Barabai, we learned how going of kis b'Shabbos, someone that steals a wallet, a purse on Shabbos. So then he's chayiv, he's liable for tashlumen, he has to pay back the money. And that is, although he's chayiv misa for transporting something on Shabbos, and generally there's a concept of what's called kimli b'dramin, that you can't get two punishments for the same action. You get the greater one, therefore you should be chayv only misa and not chayv and tashlumin. The reason is because at the time that he picked up the purse in the property of the person that he was stealing from, that was a kinyan geneva. He was already acquired it, the money then for the halacha of stealing it, and that's when he's chayv on the geneva. And only later when he took it out of the rishus, then he was chayv for the isra of Eitzah on Shabbos. As the Gemara says, shekvan is chayv b'geneva kodem sheyovel the isra Shabbos. He already was liable for the isra of geneva when he was still in the person's property before he came to the isra Shabbos, which is only later when he transported it. Therefore, that doesn't apply under the rubric of kimle b'drabmeneh, because although it's one long action, but there were different intervals, and that's why you'll be chayv for both. However, if someone was dragging the purse as he was going out of the person's property, that he did not acquire it by picking it up in his house, rather by taking it out from the owner's house, then he's exempt from paying it back. And the reason is, Shari, Issa Geneva, Issa Shabbos, Bo'en Kechel, because here the liability of the theft and the Issa of Shabbos, of Itzah, are happening at the same moment. It's only when you take it out of his domain that you kind of with Meshicha, by pulling it out of his property into your property, which Rashi brings from the Gemara in Ksubis that says if you're going out to the public domain, there's no Isser Geneva because you cannot acquire something in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with the Kingdom of Meshicha. So the Gemara over this says two approaches, and one of them being that you took it into what's called Sidi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the side area of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which will be liable for Itzah, and you also could acquire in that area. That's not a regular public domain. So therefore, since they're both coming at the same moment, that is Kimla B'Dram, that you only be liable for this sort of Shabbos of Misa, and not for this sort of Geneva of paying it back. But now the Gemara asks, V'Yisalkadaitach, according like Rabbi Yochanan said, that Eged Kli Shmei Eged, that the fact that it's, although there's a bunch of money in this purse, but we view it all as one, connected in the same purse, in the same vessel, Kodem Le'Issa Geneva Litzah Shabbos, not true. Then the Isra, the prohibition of the theft, precedes the Isra of Shabbos. And the reason is because since once you take out part of the purse, so then you already acquired all the money that's outside because you can get to it from the opening of the purse, which is the mouth, it's called the mouth of the purse. Once you take out part of it, now you can get it already. It's already yours. It's already outside where you access it. But regarding the halacha of Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to be potter because we say that it's viewed as connected regarding the Rishus HaYachid through the vessel, through the purse. Part of it's still inside. So therefore, you didn't do a complete Eitzah yet. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it seems to be contradicted by this halacha that we say that it is considered one time of Issur Geneva and Issur Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's really two different times. Because once you take out part of it, you have the opening of the purse, you already did Issur Geneva. And Issur Eitzah only happens once you take out the whole entire purse. On that, Rabbi Yochanan answers, You're right. If that's how he took out the purse, through the mouth, through the opening of the purse where you can access the money, then he would be liable for the geneva because it is happening at two different times. The geneva when you take out part of it, and the Shabbos only when you take out all of it. What are we talking about here? When you take out the purse backwards, through the back. And that is, since you can't take the money until it's totally out, because then only then can you get it. Once Mashiach would only acquire once the access is in your domain, not in his domain anymore, that's only when it's totally out. That is going to be happening at the same time of Shabbos and Geneva once the whole thing is out. And that the Gemara asked, but it's not true. Ve'ikam makam chaloma, there's the area in the back part of the stitching where you could rip it open and take out the money that way. As the Gemara says, we continue on to Tzadi Bezim and Aleph, if you want, you could rip open the bottom of the purse and take out the money that way. And since it's accessible, although you have to rip it open, the Geneva Kinyan should happen once you take out part of it. And the Isra of Shabbos only happened later. So therefore, why does it say that you're putter on the Tashlumin? Because they're happening at the same time, when really Kontra B'yachin are happening at different times. And that the Gemara answers, Benaschah, we're talking about bars of gold or silver of money. And since they're large pieces, so we say that as long as part of it is still inside, you didn't acquire it, not for Shabbos, and not for Geneva, because until you take an entire purse, part of the monies, the gold bars, are still inside. Then the Gemara asks, "Bekiven de ikas shnotzen, since there are drawstrings, it's still difficult. Because mafikle ad pumi, so good. So you're saying that it's large bars, and even if you could rip the bottom, since part of it is still inside, once you're taking it out, because it fills up the whole entire purse, so even if you take a part of it, you could access it, but part of it's still inside, so you didn't acquire the whole thing yet. So Geneva and Shabbos are happening until you take out the entire purse. But there's still a difference. Because mafik le'ad pume, he could take it out up until the mouth, vishari vishakal, he could loosen it and take it out, but vishnotz nagid megavoy, and the drawstrings are still attached inside. That is, since you could take the money and acquire the Geneva once you take out the whole entire purse, that's when the Issa Geneva is going to happen. But regarding the halach of Shabbos, you're not chayiv until you take out also the drawstrings. Because through that, the whole vessel is not totally out yet. It's still attached to it in the private domain through the drawstrings that didn't go out yet. So if that's the case, then why is it happening at the same time? Even if they're bars. So you have to take out the whole purse. And then the whole monies are outside. However, Shabbos, you'll still be potter until you take out the drawstrings. But regarding Geneva, you don't need the drawstrings. You just need the money that's inside, and that's totally out already. So why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is it considered boring ke'echad happens at the same time? So the Gemara gives two answers. Either the lekesh nosa, we're talking about a case that there's no drawstrings. So then, of course, they're happening at the same time until you take out the whole entire thing. But same, or if you want, you could say the islay, it has drawstrings. However, makarchi luvei, but it's wrapped around the purse that you can't take out the whole entire purse without taking the drawstrings. So it's not just flowing out, it's not just hanging out. Rather, it's wrapped around the purse. So if you have to take out the whole entire purse because you said to my bars and the whole thing has to come out, so then the same time of the Geneva is happening the same time as the Shabbos because the drawstrings are wrapped around. And that's why it's not Shere Kontra B'yechanan, that it is the Geneva and the Shabbos are happening Ke'echad, even if we say the concept of Eged Kli, Shmei Eged, that it still will be attached if part of the vessel is still inside.